This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
The deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to the 225th anniversary of the ratification of the Bill of Rights. Yeah, it happened this day in 1791. I remember it just like it was yesterday. Oh, those were the days. The first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights to the Constitution, 225 years today.
You sound like you were there. Oh, those were the days.
I think if you believe in reincarnation, Jonathan Emord was probably there.
But yeah, you're probably right.
There's some founding fathers. Michael Bednarik was probably there. You know what I'm saying? These people that live liberty and that don't compromise it. By the way, so one of my questions when I do my lectures, and I could be talking about any health or healing related issue, and I have to ask the question is, how many rights did the Bill of Rights confer upon you or your children or your grandma or grandpa? How many rights? And of course, the answer is Super Don.
None.
Yeah. See, you've been paying attention. It's zero. And you know, if you've been listening to me, you understand what I'm saying here. If you have, you're like, wait a second, I thought it was the Ten Amendments, ten rights you were granted. No, it listed or enumerated in these Bill of Rights things that the government could not violate. And they weren't comprehensive. They weren't all of them. But it kind of said, the government shall not infringe on these, right? You don't get rights from government, you get rights from God or whatever you perceive to create you. If you think government created you, I got no help for you. You can't listen to this show anymore. You're not allowed. And we'll make room for other people who understand that rights come from a different place than government. Okay? Now, that wasn't where I intended to start today, but when I remembered our friends at the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden and the gang, talking about that. Of course, the 10th Amendment, one of our favorites. You know, those powers not specifically granted to the federal government belong to the states or the people respectively, which means we don't have to wait for a vote, a Supreme Court decision, an executive order to nullify federal restrictions, mandates, or forceful obligations that are found nowhere in the Constitution as far as the rights to do it. They don't have rights. They have privileges. You have rights by virtue of your birth. Now, one of the rights you have is to ask me a question. I don't necessarily think it's your right to have me answer it. But if I like you and you ask a sincere, good question, I'm probably going to answer it. It's a freedom, you know? I don't mind. You can ask me the question. And I think, Super Don, what's going on here? Are we getting asked too many questions that I can't even answer them all in the show? So now you're making me do videos on Facebook to add, like, more? What's going on?
Yeah, well, we do get a lot of questions, and we have a lot of fans and a lot of people on Facebook, so We're starting something new here where you are doing a little video and answering a question of the day on Facebook. And I think it's pretty awesome. People are really liking it a lot.
Well, I did yesterday. Today, what did I was a question about aspartame toxicity and detoxification.
Correct, yeah. Aspartame poisoning and how to detoxify from it.
Yeah, and I had to go outside to do that in the garden. Thank you very much. I like doing videos out there better.
Nice little shot. You were sitting next to your tomatoes.
Yes. Why do you think that is, like you mentioned your tomatoes? Like, that's a bad thing? It's a good thing.
It's like a magnet. You go outside and you're like, oh, hey, I'm outside. And by the way, look at my pepper.
Normally I would show you my peppers, but today it was just the tomatoes, or the maters, as we say.
You can get arrested for that, you know.
Okay. Don't show me your maters. All right, folks, we've really degraded now. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on, robertscottbell.com, GCN, our syndication home, and, of course, UK Health Radio across the pond, playing it later. And you can catch us on SoundCloud as well and many other places. Let's see. I'm achy. I'm breaky. No breaky, just achy from the bike wrecks. By the way, my wife ordered me a T-shirt that says, I do all my own stunts, and has a little stick figure falling off of a bike.
Thank you very much. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Very funny. I'm the sore one here, learning about, ooh, that hurts too. How did that happen? Well, I know how it happened, but we're going to move on from here. There's a group suing the Fear and Death Administration, and that's good. I think more groups should do that. More individuals should do it too. But in this case, it's because, hey, you're not doing your job. You look at these hair straightening products that particularly black Americans or African Americans, however you want to say it, are utilizing to straighten their hair. Do you know what's in it? Formaldehyde. Loads of formaldehyde. Of course, it's labeled in this kind of a funky way, so you're not sure that that's what it is. So they can say, well, it's not really. It's methylene glycol. But that's formaldehyde in a solution. Why is this a problem? Because, you know, when you do that, you heat it up, you release even more fumes that are, guess what? Carcinogenic. Acknowledged to be carcinogenic. Am I correct here? Am I making that up? Formaldehyde, a known carcinogen.
That is correct.
That is correct, sir. Okay.
Yes.
Just want to be sure. I don't want to make anything up here on the
air. That's right. No, right there. Known carcinogen.
Right. So the FDA, to protect us from dangerous food and drugs, or in this case, hair care products, not doing its job, so they're being sued. Now, why is it that they're allowing this to happen? And if they know that under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, or, you know, any scientific investigation or inquiry will show you, I mean, you can look on a material data safety sheet, or MSDS, you'll know formaldehyde is a known carcinogen. Yet it's in something you put on your hair, some people. Now, what about in other ways or other exposures, right? If the FDA, I mean, they don't dispute formaldehyde being a carcinogen here. I'm not getting that from them, right? They're not disputing that.
No, they can't. I mean, how can they, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's known, and there have been incidents in the past where they've come out and pointed to the fact that formaldehyde is causing problems in other ways, not just in hair products.
Right, and before we get to some of those other ways, let's talk about some other things that are coming out about what formaldehyde is linked to. Now, I answered a question, and you'll go to the Facebook Live, and Superdome, you'll probably tweet it out through all of Facebook and Twitter as well, about the aspartame. One of the ingredient breakdown ingredients at 86 degrees Fahrenheit is formaldehyde. Yes, from aspartame, drinking the diet sodas or whatever you're doing. And now there's a study that's strengthening the formaldehyde link to ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. More evidence, not only carcinogenic, but neurotoxic. And it's in all kinds of things, like formaldehyde is made to use particle board, wood products, glues, preservatives, as we said, and shampoos and, you know, the hair straightening stuff, right? And that's hammering, of course, African Americans, targeting them because if they want to have the straight hair, that's what they're using. And it says that men with a high probability of formaldehyde exposure were 3 times as likely to have died of ALS than men with no probable exposure. This is big time. Now, what's interesting here is if you go to, like, skeptic sites, science sites on issues like this, you know, and we'll say formaldehyde is bad for you, and they'll say, oh, well, you're just exaggerating, it's not a lot, right? Particularly if we bring up the issue of vaccination. And then you'll go to see, and you'll read some of these skeptic sites, and they'll say, oh, don't those people know, because they're worried about you. They're worried about you not vaccinating your children in the numbers that they want you to have. They want that magic 95% for the phony herd immunity to kick in. No evidence to support herd immunity from vaccinations. But they want you to continue. So they're worried about vaccine hesitancy, the conspiracy theories online that are dissuading you from vaccinating your children without question, the bogus reports that vaccines are somehow linked to autism, and, you know, if you bring up something like, well, formaldehyde's a known carcinogen, and it's in vaccines, Super Don, you just saw something recently where they were saying, oh, well, they pulled it out. They pulled all the formaldehyde out of vaccines, right?
Yeah, how ironic in the era of when everybody's talking about fake news, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's this website here. It's part of the USA Today network.
Oh, that's why it looked like a USA Today piece. I knew it wasn't, but it looked like it.
Yeah, and so what they did, they put this hit piece out here on people who are afraid of vaccines, mm-hmm. and they have these experts, right? Which always you always have to put the quotation marks around that when you say that experts. They brought on this expert from a St. Cloud Medical Center in Minnesota, and her name is Dr. Julie Anderson. Now, just to give a little bit of a background here, she is she went to the University of Minnesota Medical School. She's the president of the Minnesota Academy of Family Physicians. She's board certified in family medicine. So some people would look at that and go, okay, yeah, you know,
she should be qualified.
Right? She should be qualified. She's an expert. Mm-hmm. So she jumps into the fray here, trying to debunk these claims. And the one claim that she decided to take was that parents worry about ingredients in vaccines, including formaldehyde. Mm-hmm. And so her response to that was, oh, formaldehyde, yeah, that's been out of vaccines for a long time.
She's an expert, so she should know.
She's
right?
an expert.
Far be it from us to question the experts, like, because we never do that. We decided to go to the source of sources, like the Bible for these vaccine experts, these pseudoscientists. And guess what we found? We went to the CDC list. And by the way, I think we have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. It's called the Vaccine Excipient and Media Summary. This is from the Centers for Disease Creation. I mean, the Centers for Disease Control. CDC.gov. It's really there. And it lists all of the vaccines as of February 2015. Not too long ago, because I don't think there's new ones since then that they've added here. If they missed one, okay. So we looked at all of these. And I just want to tell you real quickly a number of these vaccines that actually one of the first ingredients listed is formaldehyde, including, the polio vaccine, the DTaP, the Hib, hepatitis B, hepatitis A, the meningococcal, the Tdap. And if you look at the numbers, I think they had 49 listed here. 26 of them had formaldehyde in it. Do you think this was
But wait, the expert said that they took formaldehyde out of the vaccines a long time ago.
Wait a second, so the CDC is wrong on this? You think that one expert from the University of Minnesota?
Well, somebody's wrong.
The experts are never wrong. The CDC is never wrong. Wait a second. There's formaldehyde in over 50% of all the vaccines on the list. And it's a known carcinogen according to the FDA, much less the EPA. And it's injected into children. Yes, this is why the CDC is illegitimate. And you better get your information on safety elsewhere, because it's in over 50% of the vaccines. You want to formaldehyde your kids? Don't do it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the notes, robertscottbell.com. Check him out there. A little bit more on the whole formaldehyde, cancer, hair straightening, and vaccine issue. And the doctor associated with USA Today and a science site trying to debunk all the parents that are questioning vaccines based on the fact that they've pulled formaldehyde out of all of them. A long time ago, by the way. How wrong can you be as an expert, as a doctor? That's why I say I don't trust people with medical degrees just because they have them. In fact, I'm more apt to question their sanctity and their sanity. Are they actually reading the science that they claim to be so smart about? Clearly, in the case of that expert, missed it by this much. No, a lot.
Yeah.
I'm saying Maxwell Smart. I mean, Super D, come on. We can't make this stuff up. This is embarrassing.
No. And, I mean, you know, listen, if we're going to be straightforward about this whole thing, she lied. You know, okay. I mean, you can't claim ignorance if you are a doctor and the president of the Minnesota Family Physicians, blah, 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 whatever. You know, ignorance is not an excuse. You can't, you know, put yourself out there to debunk a, quote, vaccine myth by saying that they pulled formaldehyde out of vaccines a long time ago when the CDC itself lists, you know, 26 different vaccines on their list as having formaldehyde as like the first or second ingredient in the vaccine. I mean, that's just wrong. She needs to be called on that.
You just debunked your expertise status. That's it. You're done,
yeah,
right?
Really?
You didn't miss by one. 26 out of 49 listed at that CDC.gov site have formaldehyde in it. So where are you getting your information, doctor, huh? And that's what all y'all need to be asking. When the experts claim and they're saying, you, the parent, don't know because we're the doctors, we know, you point that stuff out to them. And, of course, they're not going to want to talk to you anymore. It'll be embarrassing. But, you know, I'm not going to try to save them from embarrassment. They should be embarrassed.
should be shamed for what they're doing. Anyway, we'll cover that some more as it comes up, but Super D, good find on that for sure. Here's another shocking thing out of the mainstream media. Talk about fake news. Wait a second, that's not fake. That's on CNN and it's real? Yeah. Headline reads, for stress, superfoods are better than comfort foods. Who is this Jacqueline Howard for CNN? They're going to fire her for doing this. She actually wrote a pretty decent article here, and it references superfoods, and it references the fact that they boost glutathione in the body, an amino acid in charge of detoxification. You can't say that on CNN, because that validates everything we say here. That's fake news now. Of course, most of what CNN does is fake news. When we point out something real, of course, they're probably going to fire this reporter and say, that fake news just slipped out. We didn't mean that to happen. You keep taking your anxiety drugs.
That was Russia saying that.
Yeah, Putin did it again, right? No, they're referencing stress expert Pete Sulak, author of Unhealthy Anonymous, a book about stress management and overall wellness. And it looks like some good information here. They talk about kale, broccoli, leafy greens. By the way, I didn't show you in my video today, but I got kale and broccoli growing. First broccoli head coming up. Very excited. I'll get that on the next video, though. All right, next go-round. They talk a lot about vitamin C. You know, these things reducing stress hormone response, or the stress hormones themselves, lowering systolic blood pressure, lowering diastolic blood pressure, greater cortisol recovery. So instead of reaching for, I don't know, what's a comfort food when you're kind of bummed out? Is it mac and cheese, or is it a big bowl of ice cream that now they say is good for you at breakfast?
Lasagna.
Oh yeah, lasagna. We can't speak.
I can think of all kinds of comfort foods.
We can't speak ill of lasagna, can we? No. But it's like mood eating or emotional eating. You know, we had Alexandra Jameson on last week talking about that. How cravings, you know, can be appropriate, but they can be inappropriate. And learning the signals and dealing with them well. So this is like an exciting thing to see in CNN. The question is, how did this ever get out there? Just stunning. You got
however it did, we're glad that it did.
Yeah.
I don't have the answer. You know, look, these contributing writers that they have for these websites, sometimes, you know, they give them some leeway. I mean, we've seen articles like this on Fox News and Time Magazine every once in a while will come out. But, you know, it's the broken clock theory, you know.
Yeah. Once a day, once in a while, they got a good story. Blueberries are in there. Yeah, lovely blueberries. So, yeah, superfoods help you out. Reach for them first, and then maybe you'll have less of a craving for the things that are actually harmful for you. All right? Pretty basic. But, yeah, we cover the basics, too, here. Hey, when we come back, we got a comment of the day from Brittany in Alaska. She's the one that makes us feel old because she grew up listening to us. And then we have, I don't know, something in East L.A. I wonder if Cheech and Chong are going to make an appearance. Also, you ever wonder why when you eat asparagus, your pee smells funny? They're doing studies on that. Oh, my God. They probably cured cancer already. That's why.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events and more listed in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. New videos going up in the video gallery. Sign up for email alerts. This Saturday the 17th, I'll be live at the Health Basket, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. Limited seating, so let them know if you're wanting to come by. If you're not sure where that is, go to the notes, robertscottbell.com, and we'll see you this weekend. Also, the first of the new year is the 7th of January, a very big event thanks to, well, Joni Abbott. And we're going to be in Davenport, Iowa for a very big, and it's at a casino. This is kind of wild that a casino is hosting us for this. But we're going to do it, the Integrative Lifestyle Forum with the Mandala Integrative Medicine Group. Dr. Syed Shah and others together, Alexandra Jameson as well, January 7th in Davenport. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, so check it out. More than that, we'll be coming on, and you'll just have to stay tuned with us and keep coming back to the website for more.
All right, so we got questions of the day, and we get comments of the day. When we get comments of the day, this is what you hear.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
I got something to say.
It's Brittany from Alaska. I feel like we got a new little sister out there in Alaska, Super Don.
We almost, you know, we almost need like a Britney theme, right?
We do. I know. What's the Britney theme from Alaska? I don't know what to think about that.
I don't know.
She says, hello again. You know, I do know who Casey Kasem is. I don't know how we brought up Casey Kasem last time and talking about her comments. I guess we were just reminiscing on what we grew up on.
I remember us bringing it up, but I don't remember why.
I think it was because we were reminiscing on the things we grew up on. That's why. Right? On radio.
Right.
She says,
okay.
When I was a child, Brittany says, some of my favorite shows were I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched. So I guess it kind of lingered on for her even at her age group. I definitely pride myself
on
being...
that's impressive.
Yeah. I definitely pride myself on being so different than other kids my age. Yeah, you're like my kids, particularly my son. Talk to him, right? Such as not being addicted to technology. Oh, never mind. Forget that. My son likes his phone. I grew up on the kind of music Super Don plays for your bumpers, which I love, by the way. In high school, I was very into politics and listened to a lot of Alex Jones. I even wrote a pretty awesome essay on vaccines and their uselessness and harmfulness. You know, this is interesting, Super Don, because my son, who you know is 17, they were told to do a report on like a government document. And a lot of people were doing Bill of Rights, Constitution, you know, their Articles of Confederation. What did he do it on? Senate Bill 277 in California, how it violates religious freedom not to vaccinate.
Of course he did.
Nobody knew what that was in his class. Not even the teacher knew anything about that.
Wow.
That's my boy. That was cool. All right, so Brittany goes on. In my last comment about the milk, we talked about milk. I suppose I did forget to mention that in the time from being an infant to when I was able to drink cow's milk again at perhaps 8 years old, I was drinking raw goat's milk that my parents were getting from a friend. Perhaps I should have just stuck with that. Yeah, you're right, Brittany. And if I had food as good as and nutritious and nourishing as that, I would have been a lot better off, too. Goodness, our stories are so similar, Robert. Yes, they are, Brittany. Yeah, they absolutely are. I heard you mention that you used to take antacids every day. Antacids every day? No, not me. Yeah, I did. I took acids every day in high school. Every meal I ate, it was a nightmare. Acid indigestion, what they call GERD now, reflux. Anything I ate. Now, the food wasn't good quality, but I was minerally deficient. I was enzymatically deficient. There was all kinds of problems. I probably wasn't producing enough stomach acid, so what was I doing? Neutralizing it with calcium carbonate and aluminum, which, by the way, they want to vaporize to stop global warming now, right? We don't have enough aluminum in the atmosphere. So she said, I went through a point of time when I had stomach aches every single day, like me. Before I left to school in the morning, I would shove a handful of Tums in my pocket when I ran out during the day. Yep, did that even in the college years before I learned. I would go to the school nurse to get more. It became a bad habit. That happened for probably a year or two, and it never went anywhere serious. It just slowly began to fade away. Thankfully, you didn't get on the proton pump inhibiting drugs there, Brittany. I'm glad you're not on the PPIs. Regarding the cliffhanger from my last comment, what was the cliffhanger? Do you remember what that was? It was about food or something?
It was, no, because she, at the end of her comment, if I remember correctly, she said that she was going to make another comment. If we read it on the air or something.
Right, yeah, what was it? Yeah, because I was just like waiting on pins and needles, Brittany. Thanks for making us wait.
She did like the whole Ryan Seacrest on American Idol. And the winner is...
Right.
After the break.
After the break. I might write you again. Well, thank you, Brittany. She says, I wanted to tell you about a similar event that my father went through years ago. He suddenly began having reactions to pork. However, the reactions he was encountering were asthmatic, breathing problems and chest pains after eating it. My mother did the same sort of experiment and tried pork from a different source. That's how we learned that he was not having reactions to the pork itself, but rather what the animal was given or how it was processed. I'm interested in your guys' opinion on this next part. When my dad would have those asthmatic reactions, and sometimes still does, my mother would have him sit down and smoke raspberry leaves. The symptoms would disappear. My mother is a bit of an herbalist. She's wonderful. She's also told me about smoking valerian to help her sleep. Ooh, that's got to be a stinky smoke. Have you ever smelled valerian root, Super Don?
I have not, no.
You want to clear a room? Yeah, bring some valerian root to a party. Do not go in there, but it'll put you to sleep, it will. I did a little research on my own, Brittany says, and I even have some great books where I found some more information on how these other herbs have been smoked. I'm so interested in what you guys think about it. Now, I am admittedly a little bit biased against smoking, because I never was a guy that said, yeah, it's good to breathe, you know, smoke into the lungs. But at the same time, I've had to come around to recognize that that is a viable method of introduction of medicine, particularly because of what we know about weed, what cannabis can do, and even vaping it, CBD and such. So I can't argue against that. So the benefits to raspberry leaves, the benefits to valerian, you can get the benefit that way. Now, it's not necessary because, for instance, when we talk about lung recovery and lung health, I've talked about, do you remember the lung herb that they say is like on the dirty dozen of being really dangerous? I added it in to unlock the power to heal. Starts with an L. I know I'm putting you on the spot, Super Dumb, but I like to do that. It's fun for me.
Lobelia tincture?
Dude, you are just nailing
it.
Hey,
woohoo!
Smoking, smoking. So you don't have to smoke the lobelia tincture to get the benefits on the lungs, is my point. So you could take the tincture in water and sip it every day, not gulp it, and your lungs will heal. But is it possible? I've never smoked valerian. I've never smoked raspberry leaves. But it is a viable method of introduction. So when we talk about utilizing silver hydrosol directly into the lungs through nebulization, of course it's going to impact the tissue right then and there with the medicinal properties that silver has, or raspberry leaves in this case. So I think it's very interesting that your mom knows about this. Not many herbalists seem to anymore. So it is a legitimate way to deliver it. And by the way, the science on smoking weed shows that it's not harmful to lungs the same way smoking tobacco is. But maybe tobacco smoke wouldn't be as bad if it was only tobacco organically grown versus what they call tobacco cigarettes, which I've talked about for many years here. Thousands of chemical ingredients, constituents, additives that are much worse than the tobacco that make it a real danger. Brittany continues, or finales it. She says, by the way, I've been waiting for you to make an Alaska joke. Okay. And so, just so you know, we do live in igloos, and my polar bear's name is Spot. Love you guys, Brittany. Have I made an Alaska joke? I think I pick on Canadians more than I pick on Alaskans.
Yeah, no. Do you have an Alaska joke?
I don't have an Alaska joke. I'm sorry, Brittany. We're just like...
Yeah. We have time for a quick Alaska joke here?
If you want to throw one in there, go ahead.
All right. There's this drunk guy in Alaska decides to go ice fishing. Okay. So he starts sawing a hole in the ice, and this loud, booming voice says, "You will find no fish there." And the drunk guy looks up, and he just ignores it, and he keeps going on. So then again, the voice booms again, "You will find no fish under the ice." And the drunk guy looks up, and he says, "God, is that you?" And the voice says, "No, I'm the manager of the ice rink."
Okay. Is that an Alaska joke or just an ice skating joke?
Well, it happened in Alaska.
That's cute. All right, let's move on from comment of the day to question of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question comes from Gus. It says, "Hey, guys, I live in the East Los Angeles area. If that's the case, then we've got a theme song for you, Gus." What was that from? What movie was that from?
The movie. It was Born in East L.A.
It was Born in East Cheech Marin. Yeah, Born in East L.A. It's like a great song. So he's from the East Los Angeles area, so we had to play that. And he hopes that we are able to recommend someone that I can see within our area or my area of expertise. I have health issues, one which is rare, and would love insight to a doctor that will take my case. Many, many thanks. Now, Gus, you got to give me some more to go on. And I know sometimes I go, hey, that's too much information, TMI, right? But sometimes I just need to have a little bit more information to kind of direct somebody to a doc that can help you. But I would look into, like, the American College for Advancement in Medicine, ACAM docs, or advanced medicine docs that have trained with Dr. Rasha Bitar. You can always reach out at drbitar.com. ACAM, Superdon, check it out if it's ACAM.com or ACAM.org. I always forget that. And then there's the American Association for Environmental Medicine, AAEM.com, I believe. So there are a number of good organizations that have listings. And, in fact, I think, like, if it was a cancer issue, we could send them to the Best Answer for Cancer, right? BestAnswerForCancer.com. And there are a lot of doctors listed, some in Southern California. But because, Gus, we don't know exactly what it is when you say you have a health issue that is rare, it's harder for me to pinpoint which organization might be best suited to, you know, link you. Like, for instance, if it's a naturopathic issue, I would send you to our friend Dr. Roseanne Lindsay, a naturopath. And you can, you know, she's at natureofhealing.org. But yes, ACAM.org, ACAM.org. That would be a good organization. You'll find medical doctors, doctors of osteopathic medicine that tend to be integrative, more holistic. It doesn't mean they're all correct for you, but it would be a good place to start in East L.A. or wherever you are. So there you go, Gus. If you got more information for us, you let us know. And if I can't fit the questions of the day into the show, Super Don's making me do them outside the show in videos on Facebook and elsewhere. So check it out, robertscottbell.com. We're going to find out about what happens to asparagus after you eat it and why some people can't smell it. Interesting. After this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And having a good time doing it too. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What do you want to know? Let us know. You can even call in live, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com. We should have t-shirts again. We really do, because, I mean, if I'm going to get a T-shirt that says I do my own stunts...
I will second that motion, because I still have two of the T-shirts. I've got the old one,
yeah,
which was the one with the American flag on it, remember?
Right, yes.
And, yeah, and I've got the Power to Heal one, is yours, but yeah, they're getting kind of worn out, so I think
you know what?
T-shirt would be awesome.
I treasure mine. I wear it only on, like, special occasions, because it's like, it's organic and non-GMO cotton. I'm like, dude, I don't want to wear this. I want to hang it up as a museum piece, but we got to figure that out. I'm going
to
figure
it out. I only wear it every day to work, you know.
You do. All right. Yeah. You don't care. It's your uniform. Anyway.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though.
What?
Just funny thing about the T-shirt is, yeah, I have never worn a shirt ever in my life that has gotten more comments and compliments when I'm wearing it out in public.
Seriously?
Seriously, I mean,
are they reading
one,
it, or is it just the way it fits you and makes you look really good?
I've had people go, "Hey, that's a cool T-shirt. Nice T-shirt. Nice T-shirt." Oh, you know, and I've had one person that asked me what it was, and I told them, you know, it was for the radio show, stuff like that. And then I had one guy. It was funny. I was walking to a convenience store, and you know, every once in a while, you'll see the guy that's kind of just hanging out, sitting on the ground in front of the store.
Yeah.
He's probably been drinking or whatever, mm-hmm, stuff like that. And he looked up my shirt and he goes, "Ha ha, the Power to Heal. Is that like for a dog?" Yeah. So I mean, true story.
Oh my god.
But honestly, I have gotten more compliments on that shirt than anything I've ever worn before.
Well, somehow we're going to have to bring it back out. All right, we got some stuff to work on for the new year. We do. All right, and I got to make sure I'm going to be bundled up to go to Davenport, Iowa on the 7th of January. So I hope to see y'all there. Tickets are available. Links are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And don't eat asparagus if you're going to, well, I don't know if they serve it at, like, parties, because you go into a restroom like a Dumb and Dumber, and they say, do not go in there. It isn't because you did a number two, but you did a number one. Yeah, but according to this article, sniffing out the asparagus odor in pee is a mystery because some people can't smell it.
Now, listen, this is one of the more bizarre things I've read, because I personally am not familiar with this phenomenon. I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Not that I eat an enormous amount of asparagus, but I've never had the whole asparagus thing making mm-hmm. your pee smell horrible thing, but I've heard of it. And
you might not be able to smell it. You might be asparagus anosmic.
I could be asparagus anosmic, and this is an actual term that they came up with because they felt compelled to have to do a study
yeah.
about why asparagus makes people's pee smell. Right. I don't know why this is important, but yeah. apparently these guys thought it was.
Yeah, of course, they're going into the genes, right? I wonder what it is about their genes that they can't smell this, you know, what is there, some kind of receptor that's lost? I was like, really, the people who can't smell your pee after you eat asparagus, they're not missing anything.
It is not a syndrome. We do not need a drug for it. But, yeah, I mean, they went deep into the science of this thing where they identified 871 variants in multiple genes involved in the sense of smell that are strongly associated with an inability to detect the scent of asparagus in pee.
Wow. By the way, my Japanese or Okinawan spinach are blooming, right? The flowers. I've never had a flower. This is the first time I'm experiencing the Okinawan spinach bloom. And it really doesn't smell good. It's a beautiful little yellow bloom, and I smelled it, and I said to my wife, ooh, smell. Just like Jeff Foxworthy says, you know, you smell something horrible, and you have to immediately say, ooh, smell this. It's not so nice. So I don't know if anybody knows what Okinawan
does. Okinawan
spinach. Yeah, it's flowering, and the scent is not pleasant. It's very interesting.
When it blooms, do you hear, like, the sound of a gong?
No, not that I know of. I don't think so.
No.
I'm still hoping. I wish I could grow durian, but everybody else would not want that.
Oh, God. Yeah,
they'd evacuate the neighborhood.
That would clear out the whole neighborhood.
It would, indeed. All right, folks, now that we've sniffed up another wonderful show, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in 22 hours. Yeah. For what do we do? Heading into the weekend. All right, we got a lot more healing to go. Maybe some more videos will pop up. If you're following me on Facebook, Robert Scott Bell Show there, you can look it up or go to robertscottbell.com. Twitter, @RSBellMedia. Thanks to Jonathan Emord, Cheryl Chumley, Norm Singleton, Super Don, Captain Morgan, and Jason on the board. Remember, folks, God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.